Spectres Radio. Your island, your radio, your stories, your hits. Now on DAB.
Gloria Estefan, Cuts Both Ways, and before that we played to the Rolling Stones, and I can't get no satisfaction on Vectis Radio. It's 12 minutes after 12. This lunchtime, I'm a little bit concerned. There is a desk between us. I am padded up as well, because we've got the Isle of Wight Panthers in, and we're talking kickboxing. We've got Dom Marsh.
Yep,
I've got that right, haven't I? And we've also got over there, we've got, is it Blake?
Yeah.
Now, I've got to behave myself with you, Blake, because you've had 6 fights already, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you're only 11.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come to you and going to find out a whole lot more about you. But we're obviously getting you guys in because you're supported by Red Funnel. You're a Red Funnel ambassador. Well done for securing that. How long have they supported you?
Oh, they supported me for a few years now. And obviously very grateful to have such a big company on board to support our small team and myself. I don't think we could have achieved what we have with the club as quick as we have without their support, because obviously financial, travelling abroad, going to the mainland, you know, multiple times a month for me to fight or someone like Blake to fight, or even just going off to train.
Yeah.
I don't think we could be as active as we are without Red Funnel, so we're so appreciative of them.
Brilliant.
So,
no, yeah. It's wonderful what they do for the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, 100%.
And there's a lot of people like yourself that they do actually support. Tell us more about the Panthers.
So, originally my dad started the club. He started up on the mainland.
And it's kickboxing.
That's kickboxing, what, yeah. So it originally started with my father, Steve Marsh. So it was Lao Ga Kung Fu back in the day when Dad taught in the 80s and stuff. And the fight side of that was classed as a version of kickboxing. So Dad used to travel the country in his car teaching kickboxing, and then he'd come to the island, and obviously then he settled here. And then he did kickboxing out of TJ's gym. Which my parents run, Tina Marsh as well, my mum. And then the club sort of grew from there, at sort of one station on the island. And then my father fought abroad multiple times. He's even fought here at the Riverside Centre as well.
Oh, wow.
I think that was about 20 years ago now, maybe longer. So he fought in the European Championships, fought in the ring, tournament-style kickboxing. And then I sort of come up through, did it as a hobby, train once a week from 8 to sort of 13, 14. And then realised, oh, I do love this, so I pushed for it. And then as I sort of come out of my teens into adult, I was like, no, this is what I want to do. And then obviously I'm blessed now to run the club full time, personal training out of TJ's gym, where we're located on Hollyers Park. So yeah, I get great pleasure from teaching. So, you know, like how well Blake's done at 11 years old. I hadn't done that at 11, you know. I was doing once a week, still playing rugby mostly.
Yeah.
So to see someone like Blake come through ahead of me is great, you know.
Well, let's just talk about you for a bit, because I know you've missed a bit out, because, you know, you've got a few titles.
Yeah, yeah.
You've done a lot yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm a 2-time British champion in 2 different styles and weight classes, actually. I've done Team GB for 4 years. So the probably biggest fight I've had to date was in Abu Dhabi in November, which is crazy. It was on TV in Abu Dhabi. I mean, that's like a dream location, and it was on TV.
I'll tell you, from my point of view, I saw the advert and stuff for it, and I thought, is that the bloke from the Isle of Wight? And I thought, how great is that?
Yeah.
How wonderful is that? What a brilliant achievement.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of many locations I fought in as well. Been all over the place, to be honest. And so now, while still doing the Team GB, I've stepped into semi-pro K1, which is basically just you take the pads off, so you only wear gloves instead of, you know, all the other protection. And then I've just recently won on one of the biggest shows in the country. It was up in Newcastle with 2,000 Geordies there. So you can imagine the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I fought the home fighter as well, and I got the win. And after that, I spoke to the right person, and I'm now signed to turn over to pro kickboxing, which is obviously a lifelong dream for that. And so hopefully a bit more experience. Now I'm signed with them, they get all my fights, and then maybe within a year, maybe a bit longer, be full professional. So
wow, that's incredible. What an incredible achievement. Well done, thank you. But, I mean, you're a sporting family. We were talking about your uncle Andy, who was, he had trials with, let me think now, he had trials with Portsmouth
So that side of the family, the Rainers, they're all into football. Like I said, my late granddaddy played for Norwich City. And like I said, first team for the RAF, which at the time they had 500,000 in. So he was, back then, he would FA Cup final level, you know.
Wow. That's,
I unfortunately didn't realise all that because he was so modest until after, you know, our friend Martin Keatley contacted the RAF and we found out all that information about him, which you try and pry it out of my granddad, but he was so modest, he never told us.
I'm surprised he didn't tell you that he trained me back in about 1978.
Yeah.
How wonderful. And your mum was Tina. And
Tina Marsh, yeah. I mean, she was gymnast. Bless her, she's still teaching now, doing classes 5 days a week. My dad's still teaching as well, step classes and stuff like that, and boot camps, even with multiple surgeries on his back and knees, you know. Wow. Very sporting family.
So look, we'll come back and we'll chat with you more about what you've got planned for your personal future.
Yeah.
And so on. But first of all, do you want to introduce, tell us a little bit more about Blake?
So this is Blake Enright, 11 years old, aren't you?
Yeah.
Trained with us for how long?
Two and a bit years.
So you were nine when you started all this.
Yeah.
What made you start?
There was like this guy on a football pitch who was like trying to, like, I don't know, like being a bully.
Yeah.
And then I started and I love it.
How amazing is that? Because as I say, lots of things start from something, especially this. You find that you get a lot of kids that are bullied and they go into something. Not so that they're not bullied, well, it is, but it's not so they do end up being the bully. It's sort of give them a little bit of confidence, I guess. Mm-hmm. Mentally up there, they're stronger and more physical.
Yeah.
So I don't suppose many people mess with you now, do they?
No.
No, which is, you know, it's a good idea not to.
I've heard he's very strong on the football pitch.
So, how old were you when you had your first bout?
That was 10. Last year, wasn't
it? Yeah,
10 when he fought. And his first fight was actually on our home show, which we did Unleashed, which we had pushing 400 people at the time watching him.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good little fight, wasn't it, on the island? Unfortunately, didn't get the win, but it was a very close fight. But we just stepped back, didn't we?
Yeah.
Got right into training and worked on what we needed to, and then this year he's had an absolute stormer.
Excellent.
Absolute stormer this year, haven't you?
I'm guessing you're training fitness wise, what sort of, how many hours a week do you have to do, you know, fitness training?
You train most days, don't you?
Pretty much every class, nearly.
Every class.
You know, we do, he's probably with me 4 days a week, plus his football. We do some one-to-one training, don't we? Just sharpen up. Because we want to be active this year with Blake, because I could see the spark in him and he wanted to. So he's had 6 ring fights this year.
Mm-hmm.
He had went to the Four Nations Championships, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Birmingham.
In Birmingham, right.
And he won 3 ring fights in one day. All 3 rounders, mind, you know.
Yeah.
So he won the Four Nations title. And then, was it last month?
Yeah.
Last month we took him to the WKU British Championships, which he won his first fight, and then he lost 2 split decisions, which we knew was a step up in level, but to come away with 2 split decisions and a win on your, you know, was something incredible.
What goes through your mind when you turn up for your first, you know, your first bout, and you've probably got lots of people around you cheering, clapping and so on, and you have to focus on, because the minute you take your eye off what you're supposed to be focusing on, you get clobbered, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm guessing. So what goes through your mind?
What, on my first fight?
Yeah.
I was really nervous.
Because
there's like 400 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nervous in a way that you can't perform, or, you know, just...
I was nervous when I was walking in, but when you're in the ring, it goes away.
I suppose when... what do they do? They don't blow a whistle. They say, right, you know, begin or whatever.
It's like a bell.
and it's a bell.
Yeah.
And then I'm guessing that first movement, all the nerves got to go, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've done that how many times now? Six.
Yeah.
So the more times you do it, the more confident you're going to be.
Yeah.
And what's your hopes and aspirations? Where do you want to be in 5 years, 6 years, 10 years?
To get on the GB team and then like progress from there and see where
all right.
we go.
That's brilliant. Well, you've got someone that's been there, done it, that's coaching, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how lovely is that, that you're putting something back in at such a young age? Because you're only 25 yourself?
Right, 24 I am, so 25 in August. So, yeah, I mean, when I first started out, I just wanted to, obviously, push for myself. I only really aimed to hit Team GB just to get the pathway, meet the right people, so I can bring the club on, and then I was going to take a step back and push students. But obviously then my career took off from there, and then I had Harvey Abbott, who was 15 at the time, I believe, got into Team GB, and he went abroad to Turkey and fought out there for GB and Budapest.
Wow.
So yeah, we've already had a junior come through, so obviously someone like Blake can look up to Harvey, who's been there and done it as a junior, to push through for Team GB. So hopefully he all may right. be the third member of Panthers to get in the kickboxing GB team. So
yeah, incredible achievement. So when's your next big bout, big competition?
Unleashed in October.
In October?
Yeah.
And is that it? Unleashed makes it sound like it's going to be on television. Is it going to be on TV?
No, so we have it normally professionally recorded, and the actual last fights are all on YouTube. So if you type in Unleashed kickboxing events and type in Blake or even myself fought on it, all the videos will come up, so you can see what the club's about, see the matchmaking, how tough the fights were.
Right.
Yeah. We're doing it again in October, on October 24th at GG's Bar. We're expecting a sellout show. I mean, I think, you know, we've already sold half the tables.
Wow, that's about 2,000 tickets. 2,000 people they can have there.
So where we have tables down, we're limited,
a little bit less.
We're looking 400 plus. Yeah.
Wow. That is an incredible. Do you, I've asked you this off air, but I'm going to lead it on to Blake in a minute. But
yeah.
You don't do the trash talking, do you?
No. So
what do you do when somebody's trash talking you, though?
Oh, you just take it. Really, I haven't really had it too bad. I've had people that say they want to fight me.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, they think they beat me, and there was actually something for June where someone wanted to fight me, but unfortunately, I think they're injured now, so that's not going ahead.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh, but it is funny.
Yeah. But I keep it very respectful. Like I said, kickboxing and the style it come from is a martial arts, so discipline, respect for students. I mean, Blake could tell you, in the club, I won't have no messing about, no. bullying. You're there to train and to grow your confidence, because that's what everyone's come here for you know, be part of a community. And even though I wouldn't say we're a very big team in perspective compared to some of the clubs on the island and even the mainland, but we do well for what we've got, don't we, Blake? And
yeah.
Keep it very respectful for the kids, you know.
Okay, I've got a question. Just an obvious question, really, I guess. But is it, you know, is it you're 11? So are you fighting people in the same age bracket or weight bracket?
Weight bracket.
It's a weight bracket. So you could be fighting kids that are older than you, but the same weight.
There's normally a little bit of a category, so it might be like 10 to 13. And you fight in that weight class. You might fight 11, you might fight someone a bit older, which he has done. And then it's done on weight. So it's about being professional and also, you know, making sure you're on weight to fight, especially at this level. So, he absolutely smashed it. He's very professional with his kickboxing. And enjoys it, don't you?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, then.
So
you're going to be a future champion in the making, and you are a champion. What's the next big step for you? I mean, you know, British champion, chance of a Worlds or not?
This year I've got to go through the selection process again. But it's obviously promising in my favour. I've done it for 4 years. I've won the British title. And then you go to the GB squad trainings. And then there's a selection camp in July where they basically go through a trial and then they reselect the team again. Obviously, most of it's done throughout the year, you know, winning the title, doing the squad sessions, and then you get selected. And the, I believe it's European Championships are in Macedonia this year in November. So that'd be hopefully my next big fight. But I am due to fight potentially for the vacant English semi-pro title in June. So, and also another big show in July.
That's next month.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Yeah.
Are you in training for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I normally have maybe 1 or 2 months off in the year, but I'm always training. But whereas you've got to make the weight class, especially at this level, you know, everyone diets right down to the weight class. You've got a real, it's a 24-hour sport, you know.
So how long have you, I mean, you're almost 25.
Yeah.
All right. So how long have you got at the top? When do you reach your peak? And then when does it start sort of, you know, you think, oh, slowing down and people a little bit quicker and so on? So,
so a lot of the people that are winning the WACO World Championships, which is like the Olympics of kickboxing, that's the top organisation, which is what I represent the team for. When you go there, all the professionals come in for that. And normally people are winning the world and European titles in general. They're about late 20s to early 30s, where you're more muscle mature, body matures. But people do win it earlier. I mean, I've been abroad and I've done World Cups, they're called, so they're like smaller ones in probably 5 different countries, and I've placed at about 5 as well. I beat quite a few international opponents, so I don't think I'm far off, but with just a bit more experience, and again fighting all these people abroad, and most of them are fully funded, you see. So this is why we appreciate sponsors like Red Funnel supporting us, because we're fighting. You know, I fought someone from Kazakhstan, and they don't work. Obviously, I'm blessed that I teach what I love to do.
Yeah.
But these guys don't work. They're fully funded. Some of them are even personally sponsored by like the president of their country.
Wow.
You know. So and.
I'd imagine that works better for you though, because you're working harder for what you've got.
Yeah, because you're essentially paying to go.
Yeah.
You know, obviously I have some great sponsors that support me, but you are essentially paying to go and fight for Team GB, you know, and I fought the national champion of Turkey in my first international fight, and I got told he got €10,000 for winning that tournament. If I won it, I would have got nothing but the title, you know.
Wow.
Which is enough for me, but you're fighting guys that are fully funded athletes. No, they don't have to work, you know.
Do you know what, we've run out of time, but will you come back?
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
In between your fights and your travelling,
yeah.
I mean, that's another lovely thing. You're going to get to see the world, don't you?
Yeah, 100%. It's great to travel and fight, you know, especially my dad comes with me. So
how wonderful, how lovely. It's great to meet you as well, Blake, and you'll come back as well, won't you?
Yeah.
Why aren't you at school?
I've dragged them out.
Alright, good luck with your career and good luck with yours as well. Good luck next month,
because you've
got
much,
a big one. It's really good to meet you, and I say it's lovely. It's really strange that as soon as I saw the name, I knew the connection, and I knew that I knew your uncle and your mum as well. And your mum used to entertain people with some kind of fitness dance during COVID times.
Oh yeah, she was dancing on Zoom to loads of people, and that she'll be dancing forever.
Absolutely. Hey, lovely to meet you, and you, Blake. You take good care of yourselves, and hopefully we'll see you soon.